As the web came woven into diurnal life for billions of people, the part of the W3C grew indeed more complex. Tim Berners-Lee knew that the consortium could not remain stationary. New technologies surfaced constantly. Mobile bias converted how people penetrated the web. Rich media and videotape came standard. Web apps battled native software in power and complexity. Social media reshaped communication. To stay applicable, the W3C had to acclimatize its processes and precedences, responding to the mobile revolution. In the 2000s, the rise of smartphones presented one of the biggest challenges. Web norms originally assumed a desktop terrain. Runners were heavy, scripts abundant, designs fixed. But in places like India, Africa, and Southeast Asia, mobile was the primary way people got online. Berners-Lee was acutely apprehensive of this. He pushed the W3C to support the mobile web initiative. This work included stylish practices for mobile-friendly design, norms for responsive layouts that worked on any screen, featherlight protocols that consumed lower bandwidth. He was determined the web would not come a luxury only for the rich with important computers. Web availability as a mortal right. Another enduring focus for Berners-Lee and the W3C was availability. He believed passionately that the web should work for everyone, including people with disabilities. The Web Availability Initiative, WAI, launched in 1997, became a foundation of the W3CS charge. It produced guidelines like the WCAG Web Content Availability Guidelines, which define stylish practices for screen compendiums for visually bloody druggies, keyboard navigation for those unfit to use mice, captioning for audio and videotape, clear, accessible layouts. These guidelines were extensively espoused by governments and associations worldwide, frequently getting legal conditions. Berners-Lee argued that leaving people behind wasn't just bad design, it was unethical. The challenge of proprietary ecosystems. Throughout the 2000s and 2010s, new personal systems hovered the web's openness. Apple's App Store, Google's Play Store, and other mobile platforms created ecosystems that didn't calculate on the open web. Druggies were spending further time in unrestricted apps than in cyber surfers. Advertising-driven companies erected important walled auditoriums, making it harder to partake content freely. Berners-Lee saw this as an empirical trouble. He advised, "The web is supposed to be universal. These walled auditoriums scrap it." He prompted companies to borrow web norms indeed in apps, and he promoted progressive web apps, PWAs, websites that conducted like native apps but remained erected on open norms. Open norms is a cure. Berners-Lee's answer to these challenges was always the same: open norms. He believed that only by agreeing on participated protocols could the web stay healthy. The W3CS process was designed to ensure no single company controlled norms. Anyone could apply them freely. Competition was grounded on quality, not lock-in. This gospel meant long meetings, endless debates, and numerous variations. But the result was a web where different cyber surfers, bias, and tools could work together seamlessly. Berners-Lee argued that the web's topmost strength was interoperability. Still, so was the web's pledge, if that was lost. Personal leadership. Through it all, Berners-Lee remained a W3CS director and guiding voice. He was deeply involved in high-position strategy, but also paid attention to specialized details. Associates described him as quiet but determined, suitable to intervene heated debates with calm sense. He claimed on hearkening to all sides, indeed when companies disaccorded over contending fancies. He was also inexhaustible in promoting the web's social value. "The web isn't just a specialized system. It's a social invention," he frequently said. He pushed the W3C to suppose about ethics, sequestration, availability, and addition, not just engineering. Berners-Lee saw the W3C not as a particular design, but as a global stewardship, a place where people with hectically different pretensions could come together to ensure the web remained open, universal, and free. As the web entered its third decade, the W3C faced new and indeed more complex challenges. The rapid-fire spread of social media and the rise of data-driven business models converted the online geography. Suddenly, issues like sequestration, data power, misinformation, and surveillance capitalism were central to debates about the web's future. Tim Berners, Lee was scarified. He saw the web drifting down from its original pledge as a decentralized, stoner-empowered medium. He bothered about connection of power in a sprinkle of companies controlling Hunt, social networking, advertising, and Paul's structure. The trouble of centralization. Berners, Lee argued that decentralization hovered the web's openness in several ways. It made suppression and manipulation easier. It undermined competition and invention. It turned druggies into products, dealing their data to advertisers. It weakened sequestration and individual autonomy. He spoke out intimately about these issues, advising governments and druggies likewise. The web was meant to empower individualities, not to make them helpless, he said. Data power and the Solid Project. While leading the W3C Berners, Lee also began developing Solid, an ambitious action toward decentralizing the web. Solid proposed a new way of managing particular data. Druggies would store their data in particular online data stores, capsules. Operations would request access to these capsules with stoner authorization. Druggies could switch services without losing their data or being locked in. This model would restore control to druggies and break the monopolistic hold of centralized platforms. Though Solid was informally part of the W3C, its principles were deeply informed by the consortium's commitment to open norms and interoperability. Berners, Lee co-founded Inrupt, a company to develop Solid's technology and make it usable at scale. His binary part, as W3C director and Inrupt's co-founder, demonstrated his commitment to turning principles into practice. He didn't just want to talk about decentralization. He wanted to make it ethics and web norms. As W3C director, Berners, Lee also supported ethical considerations in norms development. He claimed that specialized panels suppose about sequestration by design, security for all druggies, availability for people with disabilities, support for multiple languages and societies. He argued that norms bodies had a responsibility not only to ensure specialized interoperability, but also to consider the broader societal impact of their work. One notorious debate within the W3C revolved around encrypted media extensions, EME, a standard for enforcing digital rights management, DRM, in cybersurfers. Some members argued EME was necessary for media companies to distribute defended content online. Others claimed it violated the web's openness by enabling personal, locked-down ecosystems. Berners, Lee faced harsh review for allowing EME to become a recommendation, with activists criminating him of betraying the web's core principles. He defended the decision as a concession to help indeed worse fragmentation and to keep the discussion inside the W3C rather than pushing it into personal silos. But the debate stressed the pressure between idealism and pragmatism that he and the W3C constantly navigated, engaging with governments and policy. Berners, Lee honored that specialized norms alone couldn't break the web's challenges. He spent significant time meeting with policymakers around the world to promote data portability laws, stronger sequestration protections, support for net impartiality, universal and affordable internet access. He prompted governments to see the web as critical structure, a public good meritorious investment and protection. He spoke at forums like the United Nations, the European Parliament, and transnational development conferences. His communication was harmonious. Access to the web isn't a luxury. It's a mortal right. He advised that failing to cover the open web risks creating a world of digital plutocrats and have not, where billions remain barred or subject to surveillance and manipulation. His advocacy went beyond specialized fixes. It was about values and mortal rights. By the late 2010s, the World Wide Web had become a central structure for nearly every part of mortal society. Commerce, education, government services, social connections, journalism, and entertainment all depended on it. But with this significance came new troubles. Information juggernauts sowing mistrust and confusion. Online importunity and hate speech hanging vulnerable communities. Mass surveillance by countries and pots. Algorithmic manipulation prioritizing outrage and division. Tim Berners, Lee, and the W3C couldn't ignore these pitfalls. The contract for the web. In 2019, Berners Lee launched a contract with Webb, an action that surfaced from his work at the W3C, but also included civil society, companies, and governments. The contract was in a specialized standard, but set of principles and commitments designed to guide the web's future development. It called on governments to ensure internet access is affordable, cover sequestration, and support open norms. Companies to admire druggies' data, designed for sequestration and challenge innovation. Citizens to make strong communities, fight for openness, and respect civil converse. The contract for the web was Berners-Lee's answer to the sense of extremity that had gripped the online world. He hoped it would establish a participated ethical foundation for the web's coming phase. Thus non-binding, the contract had significant emblematic power. Major tech companies like Google, Microsoft, and Facebook inked on. So did dozens of governments and hundreds of civil society associations. Critics said it was toothless, offering no enforcement. Berners-Lee combated that it was a starting point, a way to hold actors intimately responsible. You say and break a problem you do and admit, he argued. Bridging the digital divide. Another core charge for Berners-Lee and the W3C was closing the digital peak. Despite the web's ubiquity in fat countries, billions of people worldwide still demanded dependable, affordable access. This inequality hovered to consolidate being social and profitable gaps. Berners-Lee claimed the web was a mortal right. He worked with governments, NGOs, and transnational bodies to advocate for structured investment, original content development, and programs that encourage competition to lower costs. The W3C supported these sweats by icing its norms were usable indeed in low bandwidth surroundings and on affordable tackle. He wanted the web to be as universal as possible, not just in proposition, but in practice. The evolving part of the W3C. As new technologies surfaced, the W3C expanded its compass. It began work on norms for WebAssembly, enabling near-native performance in the cyber surfer. WebXR, supporting virtual and stoked reality. Web payments, making deals more flawless and secure. Empirical credentials and decentralized identifiers, DIDs, helping druggies prove identity without centralized authorities. These sweats showed the W3C's commitment to icing, that indeed cutting-edge technologies remain erected on open, interoperable foundations. Berners-Lee saw this as critical to define the fragmentation and quadrangle that hovered the web's universality, leadership, and legacy. Throughout this period, Berners-Lee remained the W3C's director, offering durability and moral authority. He was both deified and challenged. Sympathizers saw him as the heart of the web, an innovator who refused to vend out. Critics claimed he was too romantic, or that the W3C was too slow and regulatory. He accepted these examines with modesty, believing that the consortium's inclusive, agreement-driven approach was its topmost strength. It's messy, it's hard, but it's the only way to get buy-in from everyone, he said. He also decreasingly emphasized that governance, the rules, morals, and values guiding the web, was as important as technology, particular commitment. Berners-Lee could have walked down numerous times. He could have cashed in on his invention. Rather, he spent decades traveling the world, meeting with inventors, policymakers, activists, and druggies to champion the open web. He maintained a challenging schedule of speeches, interviews, and meetings, lifelessly championing for norms and programs that kept the web open. Indeed, as he launched marketable gambles like Enrupt to promote decentralization, he kept his focus on Stoner Commission and open norms. He frequently described himself not as the web proprietor, but as its guardian. The World Wide Web Consortium had come by the 2020s, a kind of Congress for the web, a place where stakeholders minced out the rules that would guide humanity's combined information structure. It was unglamorous work. Meetings frequently ran long. Actors had to balance marketable pressures, specialized challenges, and ethical enterprises. But Tim Berners-Lee believed passionately in agreement. He argued that if the W3C didn't do this work, the web would chip. Avoiding fragmentation. Fragmentation was one of Berners-Lee's deepest fears. He'd seen how early cyber surfer wars hovered to produce inharmonious silos. He bothered that personal platforms, mobile app stores, closed social networks, DRM, confined media, would turn the web into a patchwork of walled auditoriums. Similar fragmentation, he advised, would undermine the veritable idea of a universal, open space where anyone could publish, partake, and connect. The W3CS job, he claimed, was to maintain the common ground, translucency, and participation. A hallmark of the W3CS approach was open participation. Anyone could join working groups or follow conversations. Norms were developed intimately, with drafts participated for review. This wasn't easy. It broke decision timber. It meant tough negotiations. It demanded tolerance and tactfulness. But Berners, Lee believed it was essential to legality. No single company or government could put its will. Rather, the community of stakeholders worked out results together.